Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 13 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we conclude our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials in the week of May the 20th to May the 26th, covering Mosiah chapters 18 to 24. Today we're going to conclude the experience of Alma and his people under the burden of the Lamanites. Because it's just after the bit where we read yesterday where they realise that an army of the Lamanites enter the borders of the land. They're frightened, but in verse 27, Alma stands forth and exhorts them that they should not be frightened, but that they should remember the Lord their God and he would deliver them. I love and notice the way that Alma says this. Elder David A. Bednar also did and said, quote, "Notice Alma did not hush the people's fears, rather, Alma counseled the believers to remember the Lord and the deliverance only he could bestow, and knowledge of the Saviour's protecting watch care enabled the people to hush their own fears. Correct knowledge of and faith in the Lord empower us to hush our fears because Jesus Christ is the only source of enduring peace. Truly, one of the great blessings of devoted discipleship is the peace of God which passeth all understanding." Close quote. As such, there is no great battle, there is no struggle against the Lamanites. They come, they ask Alma and their people to come forth, and it's found out that Amulon is now the leader of this group. Amulon being one of the chief priests of King Noah, and because they were in this land, they weren't sure which way to go. So Alma shows them the way back to the land of Nephi, but they leave a group behind to basically put burdens and to persecute on, this people. And the king of the Lamanites, Laman, hears about this and tells his people to stay there and to start getting gain over the people of Alma. So this is not a good situation. And once again, in verse 8 of Mosiah 24, it explains things such as, "And now it came to pass that Amulon began to exercise authority over Alma and his brethren and began to persecute them and cause that his children should persecute their children." And I've never picked that out before, but it just kind of highlights the extent of the wickedness, I suppose, is the overall phrase, but just the unkind way in which Amulon is treating this people, that even his children persecutes their children. It goes right through the generations, and this is a great affliction to the people. But what's interesting is that they put taskmasters over the people. And in verse 10 of Mosiah 24, it says, "And it came to pass that so great were their afflictions that they began to cry mightily to God." And then in verse 11, "And Amulon commanded them that they should stop their cries. And he put guards over them to watch them, that whosoever should be found calling upon God should be put to death." Now, this is obviously the after effect of Abinadi, because Amulon has seen, first of all, Abinadi teaching, saw the miracle of him being able to be delivered temporarily from the hands of the guards of King Noah whilst he delivered his message. And then, of course, Amulon has seen the after effect of Abinadi's teachings, that his words, his prophecies came to pass, that King Noah was burned to death, and his light, and he was like a garment in a hot furnace. And he sees all of this has happened. So I suppose there is an element here that he doesn't want them to cry to God because he's worried about the effect of what might happen if they prayed to God. But of course, as we know, you don't have to literally cry to the heavens to pray to God. In verse 12, it says, "And Alma and his people did not raise their voices to the Lord their God, but did pour out their hearts to him, and he did know the thoughts of their hearts." And then I love this, and I've used this so many times, these verses, in verses 13 and 14. "And it came to pass that the voice of the Lord came to them in their affliction, saying, Lift up your heads and be of good comfort, for I know of the covenant which ye have made unto me, and I will covenant with my people and deliver them out of bondage. I will also ease the burdens which are put upon your shoulders, that even you cannot feel them upon your backs, even while you are in bondage." And this will I do, that you may stand as witnesses for me hereafter, and that you may know of a surety that I, the Lord God, do visit my people in their afflictions. So he gives a promise of deliverance at some stage, not necessarily at that moment, but he does give them a promise of deliverance. But also he tells them that in that moment that they will be lifted, or they will be lightened, the burdens, so they can lift them with ease. Now, David A. Bednar said, quote, "Note the centrality of covenants to the promise of deliverance. Covenants received and honoured with integrity, and ordinances performed by proper priest authority, are necessary to receive all of the blessings made available through the atonement of Jesus Christ. For in the ordinances of the priesthood, the power of godliness is manifest unto the men and women in the flesh, including the blessings of the atonement." Close quote. The covenants that we make is important, and they are important in making sure that we can receive the full blessings that the Lord desires to give us. Elder Bednar continues to say as well here, quote, "Many of us may assume the scripture suggesting that a burden suddenly and permanently will be taken away. The next verse, however, describes how the burden was eased. The challenges and difficulties were not immediately removed from the people. The Talmud and his followers were strengthened, and their increased capacity made the burdens lighter. These good people were empowered through the atonement to act as agents and impact their circumstances, and in the strength of the Lord, Alma and his people were directed to safety in the land of Zarahemla." Close quote. Really good point there by Elder Bednar, as in verse 15, it does not say that the burdens were removed, that they were saved from the burdens, but the burdens were made lighter, and they could submit cheerfully and with patience. And as he says, it probably was not immediate, but over time, that was made possible. and again, as time passed, the Lord then says to them that they would be allowed to, they would be delivered. And in verse 19, it says, "And in the morning, the Lord caused a deep sleep to come upon the Lamanites, yea, and all their taskmasters were in a profound sleep. And they escape into the wilderness. They listen to the Lord. They depart with all of their families and their flocks and so on. And for 12 days they travel until they reach the land of Zarahemla." And that brings us to the end of this experience, because it's kind of the moment when everyone comes back together and they learn from King Mosiah in the next chapter. So we'll continue with that next week. But thank you so much for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed the study. And do join us. Subscribe to the podcast so you keep getting them each day, these daily bite-sized episodes. And until we meet again.